Frank is a big help. Hello, you. Oh, please don't look inside the pages of this book. Turn around and quickly run. The School of Monsters has begun. Some monsters are short and others are tall. But Frank is quite clearly the tallest of all. His shoulders are huge and his arms are quite long. He's terribly big and he's terribly strong. But when monsters are making a sculpture for art, Frank taps at his work and it all falls apart. When drawing a picture, Frank pushes so hard. The crayons go flying and land in the yard. The worst is in dancing, with monsters in pairs. Poor Frank runs away and hides under the stairs.
"Why are you hiding among all my nets?" asks the school gardener, who cares for their pets.
"I'm too tall," says Frank. "I can never fit in." He screws up his face and he sticks out his chin.
"Oh, nonsense," she says. "You are just who I need. Come help me outside. I have babies to feed."
"Babies?" cries Frank. "No way. I'm too big."
"Ha ha," laughs the gardener. "You must meet our pig."
When Frank sees the babies, he giggles with joy. The pig has had two, a girl and a boy. He sits with the piglets tucked into his lap and sings them a song so that Ma Pig can nap.
"Thank you, dear Frank. I'm run off my feet. You're great with the babies, so gentle and sweet." "Come when you like, I'll give you a job. There's not just the babies, but Bill, Barb and Bob."
Frank grins with pride, his heart ready to burst. His day turned out fine when he'd thought it the worst. Frank's just right for dancing and just right for art. But what matters the most is the size of his heart.